the environment around your pure silicon of oxygen. Now, the electronic configurations of elements, we work through this a little bit more slowly in semester two. At the moment then, the key, as I said, is to get used to the concept that the group number is going to tell you the number of valence electrons. So group one, one valence electron, group two, two valence electrons. The symbols given in here then are telling us about the number of electrons that are present around the atom. The N is indicating how far out from the nucleus the electron is. So if N equals 1, it's in close. If N equals 4, it's far away from the nucleus. The S is telling us about the shape the electrons spend their time inside. So S is for a spherical shape. And in this case, the superscript 1 for the alkali metals is indicating there's one electron sitting inside that S shape. For the alkaline earths, which are the group 2, we've then got two valence electrons, so they become then, for their valence electrons, NS2. Now looking at this over here, you can see that all we're actually specifically listing are the valence electrons, so 2S2 for beryllium, 3S2 for magnesium. All the other electrons are sitting inside of that. They're referred to as the core electrons. So for chemistry, you're mostly interested in the valence electrons because they're the ones that are involved in the bonding, and they're also one involved in chemical reactions. So you don't completely discard the core, but they're just not active in doing your typical sort of chemistry.